Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast where we talk about what's big, sad, and fun in the week of sports. My name is James. I'm here with Edward. Edward, let's dive right into what is big this week. Our boy, the Riddler, is dead. Batman won again.
You know, so honestly, what I like, my interpretation of it, and obviously Arthur Smith has just kind of said, Arthur Smith, who I was for Halloween, should be noted. I wore this Falcons hat.
Yeah, the one that anyone can see.
Yeah, exactly. If you think anybody other than two of us is listening, and I bought a Falcons hoodie, and I shaved shaved the beard to a mustache.
To a mustache, okay. Are you doing No Shave November?
Probably.
Okay. Probably. I'm committed to it on day one. By the way, it's your birthday.
It is.
We should just say happy birthday to you real quick.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Edward.
Thank you.
You guys.
31.
Yeah, 31 years old. That's pretty good.
It's weird.
That's a pretty good deal. So the Ritter experiment is over.
Well, see, I don't. So, and it's hard to, like, you know, kind of yada, yada, yada over interceptions.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them, though.
And they're all the red zone interceptions.
Yeah, and some fumbles, too.
Yeah. And
right at the goal line.
Yeah.
That's the worst place to fumble the ball.
Exactly.
If there was a time that it would be okay to take the ball and put it down on the ground so the other team could have it, I would think the worst place to do that would be on the goal line.
Well, I would actually, on either goal line.
Right. I mean, I think it's just frowned upon in general.
In general, yeah. But like middle of the field is a little less frowned upon than either goal line.
So there is a spectrum of happiness to how frowned upon.
It's all frowned.
It's all frowned. So how big the frown becomes.
But the frown is more angry.
At the two ends.
Yes.
At the 50-yard line, it's just a simple frown.
It's just like a frown and like you gotta hold onto the ball.
Yeah. Okay.
But like when you look at his numbers overall, like we're incredibly efficient on third down. He's got two game-winning drives this season.
Are you making excuses for this guy? Are you saying you want to see him back in the game?
No. Eventually, yes.
You do.
Like if this
I
belief,
don't think that's ever going to happen.
If this belief is that Mr. Heineken.
We call him Heineken on the show.
If he's going to settle the roller coaster that is the Falcons season so far.
Yeah.
This guy's whole career has been a roller coaster.
Right.
Like, he was too much a roller coaster for the XFL.
He's going to do exactly...
He was a backup in the XFL.
He's going to do what backups do, which is he's going to come in and give you two or three good games,
yeah,
and then he's going to fall off the cliff like all backup quarterbacks
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and I think at that point, we're going to go back to Ritter.
You think so? I think it's over.
Like, so I think kind of what happened here, Ritter got pulled for the concussion.
The phantom concussion. Is that the same one that Bijan had the week before?
I mean, Ritter got sacked five times in the first half.
Well, he's been sacked a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's a bigger issue than
the issue, you know, is the offensive line.
We're kind of putting a Band-Aid, or I used this phrase earlier and I liked it. We're kind of unclogging the pool on the Titanic. Like there's a bigger issue here.
That's good. I like that a lot. Rearranging the deck chairs, I say.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing though. It real issue is offensive line. So how does Heineken gonna help your
line? Where I was going with all this, until we start talking
you
about
you had a point.
Yeah.
You were trying to get somewhere. And I dragged you off into the woods of conversation.
Well, you dragged me to the depths of the Titanic.
The Atlantic Ocean, where the Titanic is.
But like I think had, because Ritter cleared concussion protocol.
Yeah.
But also we've kind of found that that's maybe a little new.
Yeah.
I think if Heineke hadn't been doing well,
yeah,
then Ritter would have gone back in. But it's like
It was a spark.
It was a spark.
And I saw
it was a little bit of like a Wally Pipp situation.
I saw Drake London go up and make a catch that he just wouldn't have even tried to attempt catching.
And then he got hurt.
Ritter throwing the ball. Well, you know, sometimes that happens. But.
And he's coming along. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Drake London.
Yeah, finally.
But, you know, like... And so I think we're going to kind of be a week-to-week team at quarterback.
Yeah.
Which is tough because it's like the rest of the team is there.
But this is what you want. So as a Falcons fan, you want to win this year. You want to win the division. That is the goal.
Yeah.
All right. So
I don't think any of us have any delusion that we're winning the Super Bowl.
Right. But you want to have taken a step forward.
Yeah.
So this is not a situation where you're like, let's just lose the rest of the games and get another quarterback.
Correct.
So then the question becomes, if it's not Ritter or if it's not Heineken, which is not going to be, who else is it going to be? Because you're not, you don't have anybody else. You're not going to get anybody else.
And like, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I think we're going to have to stick with Ritter for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, I don't think that the Ritter experience is over. And like, he's clearly too careless with the football.
Yeah.
And he's got to get that settled.
Sure.
But, like, there are... You can't really throw the baby out with the bathwater.
You can, but you will go to jail.
Correct.
I know that from personal experience, so but I apologize to my daughter once again. Sorry about that.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And it's like, even if it's... Even those people who are like, oh, well, let's just tank and then let's get a first-round quarterback next year. It's like, cool, then you still have a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And most of those don't work out.
But you know, you'll have some... There's some free agent quarterbacks coming up.
You're going to have to pay.
There's an issue. There's a situation here. But I do think that if you had a better quarterback, and you're going to have to work on an offensive line.
Yeah.
So you're in a really frustrating spot as a team right now, because you're not bad enough to get a better quarterback.
Yeah.
But you're not good enough to actually win a Super Bowl.
And your
franchise can die in a place like that for like a decade if you're not careful.
And that's why it's like, well, I mean, I feel like you're kind of talking from experience there.
Nope. Could it be?
With Mr. Dak.
Mr. Dak Prescott, who, by the way, now that he's had two games where he's strung together actual competent play, people are like, see, I told you he's the best. He's the best quarterback Dallas ever had.
Ever?
Oh, my gosh.
Ever had?
Well, some people are stupid. You know better than anybody. Dallas Cowboy fans can be insane people.
Yes.
I am irrational, and I am telling you now, I do not believe. I do not believe. In any case, it doesn't matter.
But I definitely football fans in general are the most, like, something's gone wrong, we're going off the cliff.
Yeah.
And it's like, the Falcons, like, we're still first in the division.
Yep.
We're at 500.
Right.
We had a real chance to win that game.
Yep.
You know, if old Cuzzy doesn't drop a wide open fourth down play.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're driving to maybe score, although...
See,
Heineke also didn't put a lot in the end zone, but that's all.
This is a question of are you looking at the silver lining, or are you trying to do some silver mining? Because you
we're
are
just killing it with the the sayings. Well,
and, with the things.
Well, with sayings in general, you know.
I love it.
And I'm a more positive.
Yes, you do have a more positive swing about you when it comes to
I always realize that. It's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is.
Well, you're like a stoic philosopher, man.
Sometimes.
I'm sorry calling you Epictetus.
Epictetus. I used to tell people that I was a freelance philosopher.
aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So to stick with the NFL then.
Yeah, yeah.
So talking about the Dallas Cowboys, situation here. All right. So yesterday was the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams made some good moves. Let me just, like, the Eagles got better. The 49ers got better.
Man,
Detroit got better.
Can you believe they got... The 49ers got
Chase Young for like
a second
for like,
or a third.
It was
like
a third, and it was a compensatory third round pick.
It's like
lint in my pocket.
Yeah, but I mean, how could nobody top that?
Well, that's a great question. Well, like, how come nobody even tried?
Yeah,
it's a contract thing. I'm sure it's a money thing. But the issue
is pass rushers,
that's
don't grow
just
in trees.
Ridiculous that they would do that, right? So they got better. Philadelphia got better. Everybody got better that's in the top of the NFC right now, except for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the thing is, and I was like, come on, guys, pull the trigger. I thought we might go get DeAndre Hopkins, and then he exploded on Sunday, and I was like, well, that's probably done. And then I was like, well, just go get this cornerback that, you know, somebody's trying to trade away. Get something. Get a piece. Get a piece. I don't even care what it is. Go get a piece. Like, if we had brought in Chase Young, we don't really need him. And that would have stumped the development of the guys that we do have. We have a great defensive line.
Yeah.
Not worried about that. But like a cornerback would have been great.
What do you think that you need?
I think where it looks like we're the most needed.
Obviously it's quarterback.
Something like
that you want to say.
Quarterback would be great. But and I would have taken Kirk Cousins before he got hurt.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people
would
have
taken
to live
Kirk.
With the fact that Dak Prescott is going to be our quarterback at least till the end of the season and maybe next year and maybe for the next 10 years. I don't know. But all that aside, I really wish Dallas had gone and got an offensive piece to spark this offense a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
A running back would have been awesome. Derrick Henry would have been amazing, life changing. Or DeAndre Hopkins, somebody on the outside. You put CeeDee Lamb, DeAndre Hopkins on the side.
That'd have been perfect for CeeDee Lamb.
I think that's what we needed, but we didn't do it. And here's why. And I've been thinking about this. Because I was really irritated at Dallas.
So are you looking for silver linings or silver mining?
That's right. I'm mining. I'm mining deep. I'm lost in the mine. The canary is dead, and I'm not really sure where I am anymore. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. I was watching the trade deadline countdown. I'm like refreshing the ESPN page. Yeah, come on. Something's happened. Something's happened.
Us were.
Right. And nothing happened. And I was like, what's going on? So I started thinking about this. And the fact is, Dallas made their trade moves in the offseason. Mm-hmm. We went and got Stephen Gilmore. We went and got Brandon Cooks. Both of those acquisitions have paid off. So we did our work before. We traded for a cornerback earlier in the season from Miami. A former first-round pick cornerback. Now, he hasn't played yet, but, you know, there's hope for him one day.
Yeah.
So the fact is Dallas...
Or is his play just not been good?
I'm not sure. He hasn't played for us yet.
Gotcha.
So I think he might be hurt. But in any case, whatever the case may be, we made moves in the offseason so that we wouldn't have to do it in the season. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the MO of the Cowboys have been over the last handful of years, is that we don't want to do panic trades anymore, because we did that with Joey Galloway. We did that with Roy Williams. We did that with other like number one wide receivers. We traded away two first round picks in the middle of a season to go get Amari Cooper is the other one.
Oh,
those three receivers over the last 20 years, we've gone out and traded two first round picks or whatever to bring them in the middle of a season because we're in panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Dallas is trying to say, and this is probably the influence of Stephen Jones on Jerry Jones, his son, is to say, look, we did what we were supposed to do. We're fine. If we go out and play the game we're supposed to play, and the guys that we have play the way they're supposed to play, we can win.
Yeah.
So, I come to peace with that.
That's a good play. Like, in general, in-season trades aren't a good sign.
You don't get a good value for him. Generally speaking, although third-round pick for Chase Young, I think I would have thrown in a second to get him.
Yeah.
Even just for the rest of the season.
Pass rushers are so hard to come by.
And that's the thing.
The Falcons picked up a D-tackle, and we'll get into why in a little bit, but it's like it's because something bad happened.
Right. And that's why they had to. They had to make that move, right?
But in football is such a game where it's like, it's not like baseball.
Right.
Where it's like everyone's everyone's playing the same game. Well, everyone's playing football the same, but it's like the terminology is so different. It's like you're coming into a completely new locker room.
Yeah.
Completely new system.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, pretty much everything that you know other than like how to play football.
Right.
None of those words are the same.
Right.
Which is why it's tough. And it's like remember last year when they traded Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Like on a Thursday and then he played on Sunday?
Yeah.
And he was like, basically all they told me was just like run right or left. Like,
right. Yeah. Cause that's all I could learn.
But
right.
Yeah. But it's such a hard like thing to just pick up.
It's insane. And now the 49ers have Chase Young and Bosa.
God, that is crazy.
Oh man. There you go.
And it's, I can't believe they let him go for that.
Philadelphia got better too. I mean, it's just insane. There must be something we don't know about. I don't know. Why would they trade? I mean, Washington looks like they're just throwing the chairs over the side of the boat. They're like,
yeah. Well, I think there's very clearly a coaching change coming there.
Yeah.
Out of respect for Ron Rivera, they're going to let him finish the season and let him retire. Which I like. Rivera is such a well-respected guy.
I just don't understand.
And I don't know. And I guess they're going to just give the new guy as many toys.
I'd rather have Chase Young, the third round pick.
True, but
maybe they're just trying. Trying to get rid of cap space.
Yeah, because they're gonna have to pay Chase Young here in a second.
And Chase Young's gonna be a free agent at the end of the year.
I think so. Yeah.
And so they could get him back. Ostensibly, they could probably bring him back if they wanted to. They want to pay him.
I don't think he's gonna like. I think people in over there are. I think the players over there are kind of getting sick of losing.
Yeah.
I think there's a big rebuild coming.
And that's great. You know what? I hate the Commanders, Commies, Redskins, whatever you want to call yourself. I hope that ship sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's what's happening.
Except for the one person who came on our podcast. He's all right.
Yeah, we should get the guy back on.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Hey, just for a second, I did want to peek at the World Series. There's baseball still happening.
Oh,
Now, if you're anything like me, once my team is out, I don't really care anymore.
Which seems to be what everyone does.
It's kind of a hard sport to watch when you're not cheering for a team. Now, I picked the Rangers to win. Yeah. That's working out for me.
Yeah.
You went with the Diamondbacks.
It's not working out yet.
Not over yet. Rangers are one game away.
It's been a pretty good series. I've been, on and off watching
it. You've been watching it?
A little bit. Like, yeah. I'm not sitting there watching every pitch.
You're doing homework for the show.
Yeah. But also, playoff baseball's fun.
It is.
But it's also like two teams I don't really care that much about.
Right, that's the problem.
Like, when the Cubs were in it, mm-hmm. it's like I was watching every...
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's like everybody wants to see them break the curse.
Right. That was amazing. By the way, we should talk about that sometime. That was the year of perfect sports for me. Let's take a time travel trip right now.
Let's time travel.
All right, it's 2016. And let me tell you what's happened this year.
2016, your perfect year.
Let me tell you, it was the year of perfect sports for me. I have four things. In the four major sports, this is who I cheer for. LeBron James, Pittsburgh Steelers, Chicago Cubs, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Since when are you a Steelers fan?
Not Steelers, Pittsburgh, the hockey team, Pittsburgh Penguins. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Like, yeah. When the...
No, I wish I had been a Steelers fan. I wish I was a Steelers fan. But anyway, that year was the year that Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
Awesome. LeBron James came back from 3-0 down against the Warriors in the finals and won
the Warriors
NBA championship.
Hurt.
Yeah. Well, whatever. LeBron James wins the NBA championship. Chicago Cubs, the most unlikely one to happen.
Yeah.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series. And then it's
awesome.
All up to Dallas. If Dallas can win the Super Bowl, I have the year of perfect sports. All four of my major things happened. It's never happened before in the history of the world. Unless you live in Boston. But,
yeah, I was gonna say.
But check this out. So that was the year. That was Dak's rookie year.
Oh.
That was the year that if they just put Tony Romo back in the game after he's ready to play, we win the Super Bowl that year. That's also the year you guys went and lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We would have beat you guys in Dallas.
Oh, God, that was such a good Falcons team.
We would have beat you guys in Dallas. We would have beat Green Bay because we lost on the last second field goal. We would have beat them with Tony Romo. We would have beat them. We would have beat you guys, I think, in Dallas with our run game. We would have run it down your throat. I think we would have beat you guys. And then we would have killed the Patriots because they were down that year.
You know what's interesting? We'll never know.
We will know. We will know.
Are you going to set it up on Madden?
By speaking of Madden, well, let's not get sidetracked. Back to baseball. World Series is going on. It's fun. Thank you.
It's good. You know, I was a little disappointed that Arizona had to go with a bullpen game.
Oh yeah,
it's like we're in the World Series.
Yeah, they're not ready. It sounds like they weren't ready to play the game.
They need to work on some pitching. But it's like this isn't the Little League World Series, man. This is the big league.
This is going to be the most forgotten World Series in the history of the game.
Which, and I think a lot of that's got to go to the fact that like. And I refuse to believe that it's a coincidence that all the teams with byes lost.
Yeah, they're looking into all that. They're going to change
it
up.
Like Manfred is like, well, I mean, I think it's still early in this this playoff. It's like, okay,
he's incompetent. That guy.
He's a joke. But yeah, like I think you got to change that.
Man.
But yeah, I mean, baseball's still baseballing.
Baseball's still baseball. And here's the thing. The World Series may be terrible, but it doesn't hurt as much as tearing your ACL.
Yeah.
And that gets us to our sad for today, which is that your boy, leader of your defense, Grady Jarrett, has torn his ACL. He's out for the season.
So what, like, all right, let me take you on a little journey.
Take me on a journey. I'm ready.
He's a third or fourth round pick. Oh, that's cool. We got him. He seems like a good player. And he's like the son of one of our great players or steps. Like he's Jesse Tuggle's like nephew or son or something. I'm not really sure what the relationship there was. And I'm pretty sure that's accurate, but I digress. And he comes in and he's playing great, but no one seems to care. Like no one in the national media has ever really given Grady like his due credit because he's always been on bad teams. Or he's always been on bad defenses. He's kind of been the good point of because we've always been on offense.
Was he born at Grady Hospital?
He's from Georgia, so maybe.
I mean, I wonder what the name.
That is a good question. I'm not sure, but and he because he's a Georgia boy. Much
his
like
hometown
much
boy,
like, much like Heineke.
He's been mostly flying under the radar. Like people, when you were going through the contract thing, people were talking about him. They were talking about how he's like an essential piece. Like we have to keep this guy. He's like, and I was like, I've never even heard of this guy.
But then that's like everybody. No one has ever heard of him. because like you know, D tackle.
Right. There's only like two worth mentioning in the entire NFL.
Well, and it's not a really glorious position. Like most of the time, your job is to eat up blocks and like stop the run.
Free
game.
Other guys.
Yeah. But he's really good at it, and he's, you know, he's gotten a good number of stops. He's and the clear leader of our defense.
Yeah.
And we finally get a team around him.
Yeah.
Finally spend on defense. And, like, you know, because it's always been him pulling, you know, like that first LeBron James with the Cavaliers, where and while all the other players on that team played well throughout the playoffs, if you look at the numbers, but none of them have you ever heard of. It's always been him carrying, like, the you know, the clown car, like to the playoffs, but And so we finally get the team around him, and now he's out for the year. And it's like, damn.
So what? How's that going to affect your defense?
Negatively. though, the other thing that sucks, though, is like...
Actually, we're going to get a lot better.
Yeah.
Finally got rid of that problem child.
Well, and the other thing that kind of sucks is like, you know, and while I love what Bijan has done, but Jalen Carter was right there. And it's like, man, that would like...
Let's talk about that.
I mean,
you're exactly right.
Obviously, it's hard to play.
Jalen Carter, by the way, blowing up the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you for not taking him.
Man, and him and Jordan Davis. I mean, but Jalen Carter, even on that squad with Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter is the best player in the defense.
If that incident doesn't happen.
Yeah.
He's taking the top three, right?
Easily.
I mean, most people had him at the top as far as like, this is the best athlete, best plays the position, best.
Oh my God, the way, like how he moves for his size.
Absolutely. And there was some question about the incident.
Yeah.
But also like his mental, where is he at mentally? Is he going to come in?
Yeah.
A lot of people had questions about him coming back to Georgia, playing for the Falcons because of his proximity to Athens. Maybe it was good for him to get out of town. I don't know about any of that.
I mean,
I don't know about any of that, but
get him a babysitter.
But you're exactly right. You all have this other piece, this Bijan Robinson Lamborghini you can't do anything with. He's such a pretty piece, but he's absolutely pointless. And you guys have not used him in the way that I thought that you were going to.
We've used him a little bit, but it's tough when we're not really a threat to throw. And it's hard to get the running game going. But yeah, I mean, but like the first 2 weeks when Bijan like kind of went off, I was like, all right, I get the pick now. I'm all on board, but like it's been a little downhill.
The thing is, even though Bijan was going off, Tyler Allgeier was still blowing up too. You have your running back. Why did you draft this guy? I mean,
I don't get it.
That you make those decisions.
Yeah.
So you have the depth, and you lose Grady Jarrett.
And but also it's like we then have Grady Jarrett there to teach this guy. And while he's got, you know, there's no shortage of great mentors in Philly.
They're all of them from Georgia.
God.
We're not talking about Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Bulldogs.
I don't want to talk about Philadelphia.
Are you going to get the Christmas album? Jason Kelce's Christmas album?
You know, I might. You sent that to me. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Kelce Brothers.
They're doing a second one this year. I don't know if I sent you that.
So let me just say this, too. Talking about Philadelphia. I don't want to talk about Philadelphia, but saying something like this. Dallas is playing Philadelphia on Sunday. We should watch that game.
When?
4:00, 4:30.
I'll be around.
Yeah.
I should be.
We should get together and watch that game because I think we're going to find out who we are.
Yeah.
And
I think.
Who is who?
I will say, though, I think Philadelphia makes a lot of people look pretty silly.
Yeah, we're playing in Philadelphia, too. So my guess is that we're going to lose that game. But I think we learned a lot from the 49ers game.
Yeah.
By the way, the 49ers have not won a game since they beat us.
Yeah, that's
three games
weird.
In a row, and it hasn't been all, like, they just
It's not just because Brock Purdy doesn't look great.
But Chase Young's going to change some of that, probably. So,
yeah.
That's nasty. All right, so let's talk about something fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
best of luck to you, Grady Jarrett. Hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully,
absolutely.
Recovery goes well.
He should be back by the beginning of next year, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, rehab is not fun.
Was he 30, 31 now? Something like that?
Yeah, I think he's, yeah.
He's got plenty of time left.
He's around my age.
So, on Monday, something happened that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what our fun was.
Yeah. we do the pre-production meetings, Edward, so that you will remember these things, right?
The pre-production
maybe
meeting,
I need to make it a little rundown.
The pre-production meeting is is our text.
Texting and then eating a little Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So Monday was something that I don't think it happens every year. And I don't think it happens very often. It can only happen in
November. Yeah, October, November.
Yeah, but it's called the Sports Equinox, and it's when all four major U.S. sports are playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Monday was that day. NFL, we had Major League Baseball World Series, we had Monday Night Football, we had the NBA just started back up.
And wasn't there some NHL?
And then you had some hockey. Hockey's always happening. So
so what did you watch?
Always a fun thing. I watched a little bit of Monday Night Football.
Nice. So I did a little bit of Monday Night Football. And then the Hawks tipped off.
Yeah.
And so I was watching
to a little bit of that on the radio, yeah.
And then, because that was a really good game. That was where we came back from.
You beat Milwaukee, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. The Bucks are good.
Well, and like, because we kind of struggled the first two games, and then...
You rolled off a couple wins since then.
Yeah. And then I watched some of the World Series, and I just kind of... I was mainly jumping back and forth between the World Series and the Hawks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those are the two things.
And the money in that game was not good.
Exactly. So, you know, whenever it's a bad Monday Night Football game, it's like if there's not a Manning cast, I'm not.
Right.
Like if Russell Wilson's in that game, I'm not watching it.
So do you watch hockey at all?
I feel like I would watch hockey.
Yeah.
If I had a team.
I have a team. Pittsburgh's not doing great. But I'm also having a hard time finding like where to watch it.
Yeah.
It's not like on, well, they do have, they brought it back to ESPN
on a
limited basis. But, you know, I don't have FS1, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's a Fox Sports show or Fox Sports sport, which is tough because it's like, yeah, that's the channel nobody has. But yeah, I wish I, like, because I like kind of hockey culture.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
And like whenever I watch a game, there's always some crazy stuff going on.
I still think watching a hockey game live is the best live kind of live sport you can watch.
I went to one Thrashers game.
Yeah.
And I just remember being kind of cold.
Yeah. It's always a little chilly. But I've been to a live version of all four major sports, and the only they've all been great. I've only been to Cowboys games, so those are all obviously the best. But you take away the cowboy-ness of the games. I went to see Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Penguins play up in Nashville once, and then I watched the Thrashers play here once
when
they were still here.
Hopefully, we can get a new team here, and then I can have
you know,
a team.
It'd be great. It'd be great. I would love to have a a reason to watch hockey. I suppose we got minor league hockey around here.
Yeah, but like I'm not watching minor league hockey.
Yeah.
Like if
you don't watch the talent of tomorrow.
No. Because I'm not going to watch them tomorrow.
Talent of tomorrow play out their dreams today.
But, like, I'm not going to watch them tomorrow. Like, I'm not doing that. That's just not how this is going to go down. But,
that's
like,
great.
You know, I know they're building that other battery up, like, north of the city.
Yeah.
And they're trying to attract a hockey team. Hopefully that works out.
I mean, we've done it twice, right? And it didn't work out before?
I think ownership was the issues with the
ownership's
past two
always
groups.
The issue. Who's gonna own this one? Arthur Blank?
God, that'd be awesome. God, I wish so.
He's just like, hey, Atlanta, I'll take care of the sports.
Yeah, that'd
and
be, that'd
if
be
you
perfect.
Need a hammer, Home Depot's right around the corner.
That'd be perfect. He's a good owner.
Hey, so I heard something. Speaking of which, speaking of people who own businesses,
I have no clue where this is going.
I heard that Arthur Smith is the son of the guy who owns FedEx.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah.
What? What is that about? Where's FedEx located?
Nashville.
Corporately, okay. So your boy, his father, owns FedEx, or
he
is the CEO
or
something.
Oh, he founded it. Okay. Yeah, and like he was a Marine something, and then came back and then started
FedEx.
That's
crazy. I heard that this weekend, and I was like, I got to double check
the best story, and I've probably got it wrong, but it was like they were down to the last 10 grand.
Yeah.
And he, it was like they wouldn't have had money to run the company for another week. And so we took the last bit of their money, took it to Vegas, and like put it all in red or something.
That's
awesome. And it hit. And then he got enough money to like
that's
fund
a business
it for the next
model.
Week.
There's
and
a TED talk
going.
For you. There's a TED
oh,
talk
yeah.
for you. Right?
But he's, yeah.
And so before we wrap up our fun today, I want to give you the chance to talk a little bit about what happens past weekend with Florida, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest game of the year for you guys.
So, and I mean, Georgia finally looked like Georgia. The Georgia that
they
I
did.
Wanted them to look like.
They did. Were you at all nervous going into this game? Just because the hype of this game can sometimes distract people.
I was nervous after the first drive when Florida, you know, ran the ball over the place and scored, or threw the ball all over the yard and scored. But the once they scored, Georgia just kind of like was like, all right, no more of that. And I mean, it was a sight to behold. Yeah, I can't remember the final off the top of my head, but I mean,
a lot to a little.
Yeah, and you know, but also what I love that it's the neutral site. That's something you only get in college football that I really like. You know, the straight line down the middle of the stadium.
Yeah.
Where it's all Florida on one side, all Georgia on the other.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I've gone once and it's a really fun experience.
That's cool.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if Georgia looked great or if Florida is just really bad.
Well, Florida is really bad, but Georgia is also really great. So both can be true.
Yeah, I think, but I think it's a little bit of like, and our Georgia schedule is so easy. Like, this is our biggest challenge this week is Missouri because they're like 7-1.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's in Athens, so it's like, yeah, that
should be fun.
That's a super winnable game.
And I think you guys do a great job of not overlooking opponents, too.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Let me tell you who doesn't do that, Oklahoma.
Yeah, man, what happened there?
We lost to Kansas for the first time since 1997.
Yeah, and then they...
We played them every year.
They threw their goalpost in the lake.
I don't even know. Like, it's Kansas. So, I don't even understand. Kansas is terrible. It's a terrible program from top to bottom.
Yeah, they haven't been good in a while.
It's garbage. It's a garbage fire. It's dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And so, we climbed into the dumpster fire and just let ourselves be cooked.
It was almost like you went in there to try and put out the fire and you just got caught yourself.
And we just sat down and was like, hey, this is not bad.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it was...
Now, be fair with you, I told you this was going to happen. Oklahoma beat Texas. All of a sudden, they catapult Oklahoma, a legacy program,
yeah,
to the top five, you know, whatever. And I'm like, that's ridiculous because we're not that good. I'm telling you that right now. We're not that good. And they got exposed. And I told you they would lose to, like,
I said
Kansas State or Texas Tech,
yeah,
or Oklahoma State, because those are the ones we always lose to, always inferior to us, and we always lose to them.
Yeah.
I did not see Kansas coming.
I don't think anybody saw Kansas coming.
So that is a classic. That is a classic, but that has to be a classic example of, like, we didn't respect them.
Yeah.
We're just better than them. We don't have to prepare. We don't really care.
But that's kind of why I like college football, because really anything can happen.
Because 19-year-olds are idiots.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like college football.
But that kind of is what makes, like, no game is like a, and now there are a lot of blowouts, but it's like,
right,
you can stumble, like, they're trap games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you
it's the psychology of it too.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to these young kids is that what happens is you go into a game having not really given the opponent its due. And then if something fluky happens and they actually do score on the first try, oh, they score, they get up by 14, then it starts messing with your head. And you're like, oh, God, I'm not prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get out of that and you're trying to come back and win the game, you run out of time.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Oklahoma. Like, yeah, they figured it out. They understood what they were trying to do. They got to where they needed to go, and they just ran out of time.
But also what I like about college football is that the fans rush the field, tear down the goalpost, carry the goalpost out of the stadium. And then, like, straight up threw it into a lake.
What I don't understand about that is you just, like, probably upped your tuition by doing that. They gotta replace that.
But then there was a great video of the security guards afterwards that were like, hey, we lost the goalpost. Stuff happens.
It's fine. Hey, it's fine. Well, I'll give a shout out to Stu Sheldon if he's out there listening. I don't know if he listens or not.
Oh, yeah, he's a Kansas
guy. But he's
guy.
A Kansas guy. And I watched Kansas win the national championship in basketball with him
a
couple years ago. Oh, that's right. You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched them together. So shout out to him. Well done, Kansas. I hope you enjoyed this one. It's probably the last one you're going to get in the next 50 years. So enjoy it.
But that was a fun game to watch.
And let's hope that Georgia can take care of Missouri this week. And let's hope that we have something more fun to talk about
next
week. Edward, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
and
for having
guys,
me.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Adios.